Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy alongside Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly after the second day of this 2015 training camp. And Andy, yesterday on day one, 10,000-plus here in Foxborough showed us who was clearly number one in their hearts. Today, on the second day of training camp, they had a chance to identify who's on their scorecard.
Yeah, the numbers were not just for the fans. It was a nice thing for the media. Everybody out there, we could kind of see who was doing what and kind of get a feel for, you know, some of the guys you don't know. You know who Gronk is. You know who Brady is. You know some of those obvious guys. But it was nice to have the numbers and sort of align it with a name.
We'll talk about a couple of those guys. Number 63 and 69, the two rookies, Trey Jackson and Shaq Mason at guard. Both again today with a lot of reps. And Bill Belichick promised us this morning they'll continue to get many more.
Yeah, no, there's an opening there, certainly at least one with Dan Conley's retirement, and it was good to now recognize them by the numbers. As I said, Trey Jackson, I used to go by the yellow knee brace. I knew it was him. But there, it's a little different for Bill to take a fourth-round couple rookies and say they're going to continue to get a lot of reps. Now, maybe it'll change when Ryan Wendell is healthy and back out there, but they're already seemingly ahead of some veterans like Josh Klein and others. So I think it's a good sign, and yesterday Dave DeGuglielmo really praised the young guys for how they picked up the system in the spring. He said they have a long way to go in terms of training camp practices, but they picked up what they threw at them, and I think that's why you're seeing them get the reps.
We also saw numbers 91, 51, and 54, Collins, Mayo, and Hightower out there as a group of linebackers.
Yeah, no question. 7-on-7, some teamwork. Collins was out there in some teamwork, some sub-packages. That is a great sign, because that is one of the real question marks for this team and this defense, is we know the secondary is undergoing changes. We know the front is going to be young. We know the linebackers are good when they're healthy, but can they be healthy to start the season? They're not on PUP, they're not on NFI, and now they're, quite frankly, on the practice field. I think they're a little bit ahead of where maybe I expected them to be at this point. And the one thing I will say is it looks like Mayo is limping a little bit coming off that patella, and that may be one of those things, that's just his gait now. You know, sometimes guys have those major surgeries. They can run, they can do things fast, everything they need to do, but it changes their gait a little. But just the fact that those guys are out there, great sign.
What do you think of the strides that James White has made going back to the spring and the early part of this camp at running back, and as well Travaris Cadet, the former New Orleans Saint, try to become that third down pass-catching back?
Well, I thought both guys had some interesting things today. For White, it was who he was lining up behind, and that was number 12 a lot. That's a great sign. Now, obviously, we need to wait till the pads come on, till there's blitzers, there's pass protections, different things for both of these guys. But just the reps he's getting, and I know somebody has to get the reps, but he's getting those reps with Tom Brady. The flip side, Cadet, a lot of reps with Garoppolo, a lot of reps on special teams as a gunner, and we know that how much the fourth down play can influence the third, second, and first down play. Cadet throws, shows you some burst out there. I think both those guys have some good signs very, very early on.
And in summation, good day yesterday for Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo. Better day for the defense today.
Yeah, a lot of balls hit the ground today. I thought they struggled a little bit. Garoppolo slow in his reads again. So there's a lot of work to get done there. But, you know, first day in numbers, only second day on the field. Plenty of room for growth.
And back in pads tomorrow. Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly. I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.